My favorite part of the story in Judges chapter 3 awaits us today. After 8 years of God's discipline, the people realize their misery. They are in deep distress, agony, and grief. They are not experiencing the rest that they so long for. The land is not a place of milk and honey to them. It is a time of oppression and domination. So they cry out to the Lord, and the Lord raises up for them a deliverer. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Judges chapter 3, verse 9. But when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the people of Israel who saved them, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed over Cushan. So the land had rest for 40 years. But then Othniel died. Two qualities that I want you to notice about this first deliverer, Othniel. First, he was raised up by God. That's such an important attribute. God chooses the man for the task. God calls this man out. This man has the call of God on his life to accomplish this task. And there are certain things that God calls us to as men. He calls us to be warriors and leaders and providers and protectors for our families. Men who live by a code of holiness and honor. Men who fight spiritual battles that are absolutely impossible for us to win on our own. But I want you to notice the second attribute of this man. Not only did Othniel have the call of God upon his life, he also had the Spirit of God upon his life. Whatever God calls you to, he equips you for. And the text ends by telling us that Othniel prevailed over double wickedness. Perhaps you will find it interesting to know that Othniel's name means the Lion of God. Othniel was God's appointed lion, ready to lead and lay waste to the enemy, all done under God's providential hand. You may also find it interesting that Othniel was from the tribe of Judah. He was the lion from the tribe of Judah who brought his people rest for a generation. But Othniel creates a longing within our hearts for someone who can bring rest, not just for a generation, but for eternity. Is there another Lion of God from the tribe of Judah who can do this? Well, Revelation chapter 5 reports that the Apostle John was weeping because no one could be found to open a seven-sealed scroll that contained the purpose and the will of God. No angel, no elder. No one on earth or under the earth was worthy to do this. But then one of the elders lifted John's head and said, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." That lion in Revelation is none other than Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain for our sin. And you can walk with him day by day. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also, remember the Portuguese Cape Verdean Life Word broadcast heard in Cape Verde, Africa.